Somehow we got cut off. I don't know if there's a time limit to how long you can record, but we was in the process of talking about my name is Catherine Gage, KG Beauty Within, Mary Kay Independent Beauty Consultant, and I'm also with my daughter, Jamika, also known as J Flame. And we were talking about how sometimes we have a mentality of a slave mentality of buying people to get friendship. And Mika, I remember when you was younger, I remember before you told me that you were being bullied, I remember one year when I bought so many mechanical pencils. I couldn't figure out for the life of me why you always needed mechanical pencils. And I probably bought over 100 mechanical pencils that year. I believe it was around your fourth or fifth grade year. And why was you buying these mechanical pencils?
I was buying it so that I could make friends.
Wow. So do you think that's where that friendship mentality of being a slave to someone and sometimes accepting behavior that we don't appreciate because we want to be friends develop at?
Yes. I also think that's the reason why we start having that mentality in the beginning is because friends, we want somebody to, us.
Right. And what was that you told me? We're not gonna name names, but you felt liberated because you didn't fall into a trap of something like that. Recently you felt liberated. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I felt like I was obligated to do what they tell me to do because it's easier for me to go on day-to-day life, Like, I know it's like everybody experience to have a friend, to have a very best friend, to have somebody that they can tell secrets to tell them about their love life and their life drama, and for somebody to help them when they're in the dark hour. And I thought that's what my friends was. But I did not realize that I was being used because I started asking myself my question. When did they actually call you? The way they call me is always when they're in trouble.
Right.
Or I feel like they were always talking about me. And I didn't feel like they were my friends. I felt more like I was their sister. And you know how when you have a younger, older sister, you always want to follow your sister's footsteps. You always want to be underneath your sister. And I called them my sister, but I did not feel like my sister because I did not feel like they want to hang out with me unless I had money or unless I was doing something for them at a particular time and they want to hang out with me afterwards.
Right.
Like I had to show them I was trustworthy enough to be considered their friend. And I did not know that the slavery mentality would drag on to the point where I don't know how to live without being a slave.
Wow.
And
I had similar things like that when I was in high school. I don't think I ever shared this with you, but I always have been a person that wanted friends. I've always, and it's kind of strange how sometimes generational things take place in your life. But listening to your story kind of put me back to where I was when I was in elementary high school. Have friends, and I would run around this one particular person, and this person was smaller than me, but she had a very strong personality, and because I wanted to be friends, I would just do anything. I just do it because I just wanted to be friends with them. And it's not until I got older that I realized that the only really true friends that I have are my sisters, because they are with you no matter what. And so And sometimes the mentality of wanting a friend, you will accept unacceptable behavior because you want that friend. You're afraid to speak up because if I speak up and if I don't do what they want, then I'm not going to have this friendship. But what I'm learning is that friendship goes both ways. And so I thought that I would record this tonight because I think this is a subject that is worthy of notating. I think it's a story that's worthy of saying, I know where you've been, and me and you have never talked about it. You know what I'm saying? And it shows how sometimes
I was reading mangas of how a delinquent make a geek do their daily work.
Mm-hmm.
And I just realized I was the geek and they was the delinquent, and I always had to go get them a milk or go get the sandwich or go do this or go do that. And I did not know that I am the character that most mongers are talking about. And I'm weak and so open-minded and so open to everything that I did not see that me being isolated made me feel like if I had a friend, I won't be isolated. But I realized it's okay to be isolated, but it's not okay to be in a slave mentality.
Mm-hmm.
How to get out of slave mentality, I can, if anyone want to know, is by working hard and then finding the courage to be your own person.
Right.
What I would like to tell the younger me. If I had a chance to go back in time, I would tell my younger me that stop having that account. You are not obligated to be their friend. You are their friend because they like you. You're not their friend because you have them. I used to make up wild stories to keep friends because I knew they would love my wild tales, and they knew that I was not, they knew I never did these things, but it made them feel like I had friends.
Uh-huh.
I used to get into a lot of fights because I felt like if I get in a fight, then people understand my power. And I realized that they didn't understand my power because they said I said I used when I got older. When I got into adulthood, I would have to use my power then and show them that I shouldn't have been treated like that. And I realized that when I stopped being a slave, I started thinking about myself and my health. Mm-hmm. That I felt like I was getting my ownership to them, my loyalty to them. I felt like I had to do it, or it's going to sever our friendship. I had to do it, or it's going to break me. And I did not realize that it took a lot of courage for me to stop saying, you know what, I'm not coming back over no more. I'm not doing this. Don't ask for money. That's when I realized if I am done. I cried. Yeah. I'm not going to sit there and say I did not cry. Maybe. So then I felt like I was abandoning it. I still want to go over there and say I apologize. But I knew I was not in the wrong. And I knew that if I spoke back up and apologize, I would start the vicious cycle I've been doing for 24 years. For 24 years, I've been doing the vicious cycle. And I
It's time to break the cycle.
It's time to break it. It's time to break the chain of slavery. I am not slave. I'm not back in the dark era. I am a human being.
And right.
I have to start thinking that.
Mm-hmm.
I am me.
Yes.
And me is feeling good. Me have problems, but me don't have a lot of problems than anybody else. Well, like I said, I had 99 problems, but you won't be one.
Oh, that's so good. Well, I think this is just a small segment for tonight, but we're going to revisit this because we have some more things that we're going to collab with. Thank you so much for opening that door up. And, you know, I had to learn the hard way because I used to always speak for you, but the Lord told me that I took your voice away. And so as we got older, and it took the mental illness for me to see that I spoke for you all the time. But, you know, I'm so glad that God showed me that you are a person and that you have an opinion and you have a voice. And I thank you for using your voice tonight to break the silence of not only the mental illness, but of the slave mentality that we can have by accepting behaviors that we don't like just to have friends. This was very great, Jay Flame. I love you, baby. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
This is Catherine Gage, KG Beauty Within, Mary Kay Independent Beauty Consultant with Jay Flame. And we were talking about breaking the cycle of mental illness, but also mental slavery to doing whatever you have to do to have a friend. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.